This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the sides with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Well, we're in for a doozy today because the Marlins got the White Sox and Pope's a fan, so got a lot going against us. Did the Cubs try and claim him yesterday?
I mean, I would too if I were the Cubs.
That's kind of a big deal. I mean, if you're claiming that he's a Cubs fan, and maybe it was a fake brother, so maybe I'm getting fooled by the internet, but I saw a local interview with the brother that says he's a White Sox fan.
I did see that brother interview too. It made me feel better because my mom says for some reason Nostradamus and blah, 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 the end of the world, last pope. And I'm like, a little dark, mom. A little dark. So, yeah.
I saw it was crazy. I went to St. Augustine preschool.
Did you?
My high school.
Top Saint?
There's different, in the Catholic Church, there's different priesthoods. There's the Jesuits. And we had a school in New Orleans, Jesuit. St. Augustine, we had those. And then there's another one, Holy Cross. Holy Cross is from the same priesthood that the priests that run Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they have different quirks, like different ideologies. But, yeah, a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people just think a priest is a priest.
Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Schmeath and Schmolnick says, that's the shirt Tobin decides to wear on the day he puts the final nail in the franchise coffin. Let me just say something right now.
Yeah, finger paint.
Let me just say something. Let me just say something right now. Even if it is Pat Riley Day, I respect Vice Shirt Friday. And I am disappointed that I look around the stream room right now and I see Frog Boy wearing a windbreaker.
A Vice windbreaker?
No. No, it is not. You know, no, it is not. That thing is black and white. Right. That is not Vice. And Leroy.
I can fix mine. I just got back from the car dealership.
Leroy is wearing a Michigan shirt, which is basically like everything you own. Nobody respects Vice Shirt Friday anymore.
So
you do very clearly.
One of the reasons why I was running a little late, I had to drop my car off, and I know to be done on time. You know why? Because I dropped it off at Ed Morse, and if they want me on time to their event, my car better be ready.
Boxed in.
Yep.
You're right, though, dude. You sound a little hoarse. Like, are you okay?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Listen, let me just say this. Very rarely during the course of our show have I put pen to paper to fact check myself.
Okay.
To make my point. But last night, watching the Golden State Warriors and the Minnesota Timberwolves, I said, I'm coming in hot.
Do it.
I'm coming in. And so one of the reasons why I'm so pissed off at Jimmy, forget all the other stuff. Forget the money or whatever. He's got his joy back because they winning, right? That's what, you know. Or he don't have the stones to say, I got my joy back because they paid me.
Because I got my money.
Right. So I was watching this game last night. And I would like to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. And you say yes or no.
Do it.
Okay? Would you take Tyler Hero over Pozemski?
Would I take him over Pozemski?
Yes.
Just straight up as players, I'm not allowed to consider
straight up
contracts.
As players.
Yes, I would take Tyler Hero over Pozemski easily.
Would you take Bam over Draymond Green?
Of course.
Would you take Khloe Ware over Post?
Yes.
That's who started the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take it one step further. Would you take Davion Mitchell over Buddy Hield?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Okay.
But they were traded for each other. Like, I know where you're going, but.
Okay. Yeah. But so I'm looking at Jimmy Butler talking about he needs somebody else and he needs this and he needs that. He's now on a worse team. Then he left.
Well, Davion Mitchell's not on that team. I mean,
okay,
they were traded for each other.
So pick somebody else.
I guess in that case, it would have to be Terry Rozier. And in that case, I would take Buddy Hield.
Oh, no, I'd take Buddy Hield.
I would take Buddy
Hield. Right, I would take Buddy Hield, too. But still.
I get your point.
And my point is that we all talk about playoff Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that team needed him more than the Miami Heat have needed him all year because he's been out.
Very true.
For whatever reason.
This is what you paid him for.
And he put up 17 damn points on 6 of 13, was not aggressive, and he was just one of the guys.
Don't forget. So, don't forget also, he likes to play basketball the right way, and he needs to get his guys involved.
Right. Okay.
He tried that. He did that speech yesterday.
Nobody in the NBA gives a damn about that because Jimmy, they want Jimmy to be Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I would say this is who Jimmy is. He can get big numbers, but you can't depend on it. And so I'm thinking, if Pat Riley's looking at this, he's like, there ain't no way in hell I'm paying $6 million for this in hopes that he's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, good luck, Golden State.
Good luck.
He may throw you a 30-pointer. One, but this is what you're going to get.
Hasn't had 30 points in the playoffs since game one of the 2023 Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
You had that stat ready.
I would have.
No, why? For this?
He wouldn't have done this. I mean, his ass is broken.
Oh, you make an assumption.
His ass is broken.
You making assumptions that he would have been something different if you would have gave him the money here. They gave him the money. He said he got his joy back.
His ass is broken.
I don't want to hear that.
What do you mean? You always say it. You can't account for players being hurt.
You think Golden State want to hear that crap?
I'm sure they don't.
Okay.
I'm sure they don't.
I'm just saying, he's talking about the team that he was playing on. And granted, Steph is a generational player.
For sure, but he didn't even want to be on that team anyway. Like, he wanted to be on the Phoenix Suns. Like, he never wanted to be on the Warriors.
Whatever.
Like, he wanted to be on the team that paid him. Like, I don't have to believe any of that stuff. We all know what it is. Like, anybody who's fallen for any of that stuff, or you've fallen for the Buddy Hield friendship or any of that stuff, which I know Marcos is sick of, like, all of that stuff is BS. We knew that.
But, no, absolutely not. Like, everybody in the basketball world, before that game, said, okay, time for Jimmy to be Jimmy.
But all the things that you said leading into it, though, about the roster and who would take player for player, shouldn't that piss you off about those players? Like, those players underperforming the way that they are? Like, you just said, all of those guys, player for player. Yeah, and then the way that they performed was also very underwhelming, and that they couldn't handle having the Jimmy training wheels being off. They flopped.
But here,
and take Khalil out of it, obviously. He's a rookie.
Right. But my thing is that if you're that dude, okay, if everybody else is garbage mm-hmm. or not playing well, then it would look as if though you're a looter in a riot, but you're getting yours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole problem that I have. When you go from team to team, there's guys that are facilitators. There's guys that like to involve their teammates and stuff like that. But when the rubber hits the road, that guy becomes that guy.
I like that saying.
And what I'm saying to you is we've seen this version of Jimmy for too long.
Agreed.
And I'm not mad.
Before he was playoff Jimmy, his original nickname was not Jimmy Assists. It was Jimmy Buckets.
Right. When was the last time he went straight Jimmy Buckets? When he was robbing and everybody was chasing Steph around?
I would say the last, I just gave you the game that he last had 30.
Right. So, I ain't mad at him.
Also had kind of a...
And you know what? Jimmy had every opportunity last night. Every opportunity.
Even with Ant going down for a little bit.
To disparage that narrative of what people thought of him and what Pat Riley, why Pat Riley wouldn't. You know what I mean? And he went out there and scored 17 damn points.
I think the thing that's also crazy about it, though, is like, look, he's in a different situation now where one of the things that has been disappointing as a Jimmy Butler fan before he took the Molotov cocktail to the franchise is I remember Jimmy Butler, like I heard him coming down the tunnel after beating the Knicks being like best player in the world. And like to see him go from that to, and I guess Steph's a legend, but to be so happy about being Robin, I was like,
right.
Who is that guy? Like, that's not the guy. That's not Slade the one seed Bucks guy. That's not him.
But even Robin had a couple of episodes where Batman was out and he had to come through and save the day.
Kind of felt like he always fell backwards into it, didn't he though? Like you never really trusted Robin.
But you didn't trust him, but he did it.
Like he needed had to be like a crossover episode where Superman comes in and he needs to help.
So Jimmy doesn't have to be.
Did Robin have a utility belt? Like, what was Robin's?
Yeah.
Did he have a superpower?
He had a stick.
No. His whole thing was, y'all don't know the Batman and Robin story? Robin's family was killed and they were all acrobats.
Oh.
And Robin was an acrobat.
You know what? Well, the only Robin I ever really, I watched a little bit of the cartoons, but I watched that terrible one with Clooney and Chris O'Donnell.
Right. But remember his family got killed.
You're right. I forgot about that.
Right.
He was an acrobat. That was his superpower?
I mean, so he was always climbing and flipping. Like, yeah.
Says he has advanced acrobatics, tactical skills.
What did he cartwheel the bad guys?
I'm not really sure. No. That's why he's Robin. That's really why he's Robin. Robin, do your thing. I mean, I think it says he has a staff.
Right. The only Robin Tobin knows is Red Robin.
I love Red Robin. Oh, man. Listen, Schmeeshin will throw out any food for me, but dude, Robin. Red Robin.
Red Robin is good.
Fire.
Oh, he said Robin became Nightwing.
Baskin Robin. That's good, too.
Yeah, but that was in a different show.
Robin Hood.
Well, we are going to carry the Pat Riley press conference. He will be, I imagine, having more of a pep in his step today after Jimmy's stinker. Pat holds his end of the season press conference today at 1 o'clock. We will carry that for you on WQAM and on the Odyssey app.
Let's do it.
So you guys will be able to listen to it there. And we'll be excited about this. I'll be boots on the ground for that one, so I'll be leaving in the middle of the show. But I'm promised not to burn the franchise again. I'm going to just, you know, ask a Jovich question.
Yeah, like, I think... And I don't know if you could ask this question to Pat, because Pat leaves it all up to, you know, to Spo. But isn't it time to start putting these young fellas' feet on the fire and let them sink or swim instead of trying to coddle them and baby them? And you know what I mean?
For sure.
Basketball's moving fast, and we got a farm system for our young players. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Well, everybody else is learning on the job.
We'll take a break here on the show. Back more after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
All right.
What is that?
The Godfather speaking today. It's going to make Damon offer can't refuse.
What was that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
We pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We are going to have the Pat Riley press conference live today here on WQAM. So you guys, if you're riding around in your car and you wanted to hear Pat Riley, you could just fire it on up there in the car. It'll be there for you. And what is he going to say, Marcos?
No, that was probably my best one.
Pretty good. I felt like you were reaching for something. You know what? It's definitely not like the first one. The first one you completely like. You were like way behind the fastball on the first one.
That was probably the first time I ever did it. So, by the way, not good at impressions. So.
We're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium on June 8th. If you guys want to enter that contest, text the word FALL to 20357. FALL. FALL. Text that to 20357. For more info, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. And as we alluded to earlier, the Minnesota Timberwolves handled the Golden State Warriors 117-93 as that series is now even at one apiece. And yes, all Jimmy stuff included. No Steph Curry. I think they're probably going to be toast in that series unless Jimmy Butler can tap into something that he hasn't tapped into yet this postseason. Yes, I know that he's banged up, but no, if they don't have Steph Curry, they legitimately they're. That's a good show. Is that new? Is that new?
No.
I like that. That's nice. That's snazzy.
Yeah. For the record, though, if I was wearing that, I think it'd kind of sound like, oh, great, look, Frog Boy has a shirt that looks like Dippin' Dots. Or
why? Oh, you think we make fun of your fashion too much?
Oh, look, Frog Boy has a shirt that looks like TV static. Like, these are things that would have been said.
No, what we want to know, speaking of static, is have you rested your foot? Because this has been something we're all concerned about.
Do you have a boot yet?
No, he doesn't.
No need for a boot because I'm back, baby! I am back to my original 40 time of a 5.9. So.
How's your gait?
I think I have a small gait. Is that where you limp a little? I have a little limp.
It's like your stride almost. Yeah. That's what a gait is.
Put it this way.
Yeah.
Nobody gave a damn about gait
until
Robbie and Dumbass went to Super Bowl Radio Row and was following Tua around talking about his gait.
It was so funny, dude. But the best part about it was how, like, Robbie was trying to be incognito, which he didn't need to be. Like, there's a lot of famous people on Radio Row. Obviously, they know people are going to be looking at them. And he was, like, trying to duck out of the camera.
Right. Okay. Like, trying to be so secretive that he stood out.
Yeah. Those were the days. Those were the days with Tua, stalking Tua. Now, go out there and get us some touchdowns, huh? Need more. They did sign them, by the way, for the Dolphins. They have signed the majority of their rookie class I saw today.
Yeah, because it's basically right now you're just slotted. Like it's not the way it used to be where there was a whole bunch of negotiations. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like it was I think they signed everybody except for – no, I think they signed everybody. Hold on. Did they sign everybody? Maybe I just missed one. I thought the only guy they didn't sign was the second round pick.
Now, after we spoke to that Michigan coach, that really got me hyped up about
that guy was good. Pick. I like him.
I was.
You know what's crazy? So, after having that conversation with him, then I went on Cleveland Radio and talked about Mason Graham.
Did you?
So yeah. Oh, so it was like I got a twofer.
Yeah, the Dolphins signed Kenneth Grant, Jordan Phillips, Jason Marshall Jr., Dante Trader Jr., Ollie Gordon, Quinn Ewers, Zeke Biggers. The only guy I think is I don't think he signed his contract, but they have released his number. He's going to be wearing number 72 because they got minicamp starting this weekend. Or
what is
minicamp.
The chances of a team having two different players with the same damn name?
To me, that
doesn't bode well. I'm already like, he's going to leave.
Yeah, that's like one of those things where like people don't like people wearing the number 19 on the Dolphins because they're just like, it's cursed. It's like it's Brandon Marshall. It's Ted Ginn. Like, don't wear the number. It just has bad mojo to it. And now you have this with Jordan. But Jordan Phillips, to do Leroy's point, Jordan Phillips has played for a very long time.
I see. I look at success of a draft pick differently than other people. And part of it was because of my own career, where the hardest thing in the world for me when I left the Browns / Ravens organization was to not feel like I failed, right? Because I thought success in football was being with the same team for your whole career. And then it kind of changed. And we tend to, when a guy doesn't play for our team to look at him as a bad pick or a bum. And then that guy goes on. I think Ted Ginn played for 16 years. Like, he played 16? He played a really long time.
16 seasons he played?
That might be a stretch.
That's a lot of seasons, dude. But I think maybe a dozen. 16 seasons.
A dozen seasons. So, like, yeah, it's not his fault. 14. He was an NFL player.
True 14, or the last year was lopped off?
He was always a speed guy.
I don't remember him on the Bears.
I was gonna say, I don't remember him as a Bear, from being
honest. But you understand what I'm saying. Like, they drafted him, I think it was a 9th pick?
Yes.
They drafted him, and they brought him here and wanted him to play wide receiver, and that was never going to happen. He was always going to be a speed guy doing speed things, and you had to incorporate that speed in your offense, not try to make him be something he wasn't. And everywhere else he went, they went, hey, buddy, you get out there and run fast.
Well, the thing that everybody was freaking out about is everybody wanted Brady Quinn. Like, that was the thing. Everybody
And guess what? Brady Quinn. And let's be clear. Of the two choices, the better prospect was Ted Ginn because he played longer. That's my point about draft picks.
One more game than Brady Quinn, too.
He
was talented. Like, I love Ted Ginn.
But so
you when, loved when, Ted Ginn?
I don't know why.
You
was
loved
like,
him?
I loved Ted Ginn. And it was so...
I've never heard anybody say that wasn't a Buckeyes fan.
You know why? I would tell you why. Because I would cheat in NCAA football 2006, and there would be a play where the center would hike it directly to the receiver and I'd run. But Dolphins picked him up and I was like, great, everyone's going to be just excited as I am. And everyone was very upset.
Yeah, Cameron had to go out there. He's like, we got to get that thumb to go this direction. And then, so I think the thing was like, everybody was pissed. They didn't take a quarterback. You draft a
special. And it didn't help that the coach.
Yeah. You drafted a specialist, and that guy could not handle the hostility.
God, he was the worst.
He was a bad coach.
Really the worst.
He wasn't like, Leroy, this was the thing that was shocking, is like, we all saw him as like this goof who was like, we need that film to go this direction, fail forward fast. And Leroy was saying when he was in college, he was a tyrant.
He was a tyrant. It was the most unbelievable. I'm like, so who is this man? So, like, so because of my own career, when I see players and people call them bust or failure, and they go on to play in the NFL for 9-10 years, I'm like, as far as prospects go, that was a good pick. He became a longtime NFL player. It may not have fit your system, but as far as a prospect.
But he was never, well, he played a long time, but a top 10 wide receiver pick is supposed to be your number one receiver.
Yes, he wasn't the fact that the Dolphins drafted him to be that was the mistake.
Yeah, he wasn't that, and he wasn't Devin Hester. So, like,
correct.
But he was solid. Like, he was a
solid pro.
Solid. You're not supposed to take a solid pro top 10.
Right, I get it. He's supposed to be a contributor. Right,
like the next.
You don't have to be a Hall of Famer. But he needs to be day one, when you call out that side of the ball, he needs to be out there.
Like Calvin Johnson.
He needs to contribute.
Calvin Johnson went 2 in that draft. Oh, he was good. Patrick Willis went two picks later to the 49ers.
Did Calvin Johnson go to...
Also, Georgia Tech.
Georgia, which is... Now, that might be the single-handed most amazing thing in the world.
He was nasty on Georgia Tech, too. He wore number 21. I remember NCAA football.
This is your wheelhouse.
This really is.
All right, we'll take a break. Cats, big one tonight. We'll get to the road to repeat coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody, time to get to the road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Panthers.
Oh, a little playa vibe, a little cosmic vibe.
Playa. Hey, sometimes you got to be careful grabbing that playa out of the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Because the can is very similar to Oasis. Not the same.
Not the same.
That is true. It is similar to Oasis.
Yeah.
Isn't
Oasis? So if it's facing this way, right here,
yeah.
Go in there and grab it and you get home, and you got Oasis instead of Playa. Ooh.
You know what? That's a safe question. Ask Pat Riley what his favorite Celsius flavor is. That will not explode the team.
Do you think Pat Riley's ever had a Celsius?
Nah.
His favorite is going to be tequila.
I would love if Pat Riley just walked into that press conference today. We're carrying the press conference today, by the way, at 1 o'clock. You guys could hear that right here on 560 WQM. I would love if he just walked into the press conference with a bottle of tequila and a glass and is just like, what do you got for me?
I don't know if I want to. That's just sad.
Hey.
Would it be, and then like it'd just be if he just hits him with the Marcos, if there's a question he doesn't like. Pat, the Jimmy Butler.
Not doing that.
So
Pat Riley just takes out the box score from last night. He goes, oh, this guy?
Hey, Tobes.
Yeah.
Somebody, U631 says, 35 minutes in and Tobin hasn't mentioned Manny Pacquiao coming out of retirement.
Dude, he is coming out of retirement. July 19th in Las Vegas, he is fighting Mario Barrios for the WBC welterweight championship.
Wow, he's fighting for a title?
Yup. He's Manny Pacquiao. You think Manny Pacquiao's got to earn his way up?
Wow.
I think Manny Pacquiao left as champion. I think he left with the WBA belt. I think, so yeah, he's fighting on the PBC Prime Video, which...
Isn't he the president? Can't he, like...
He's not the president. He lost his election. I don't even think he finished the nomination process. He's senator.
Oh, okay.
He's senator. But he is... but yeah, he is going to he's going to be returning July 19th in Las Vegas on Prime Pay Per View. Hey! Let's go, baby!
Hey, Marcos.
Yes,
I'm telling you this in all seriousness. Get a boot.
You said
that your foot doesn't have an opportunity to heal when you're putting all your weight on it. It doesn't. And it has, when your feet have issues, it has long-term effects.
Dude, Leroy, I'm not joking about this right now, because if you were here, you would have slapped him with how stupid he is, because he's a stupid boy.
Dude,
no way.
What are you doing?
We'll get to the cats in a second.
Yeah.
But Leroy, he's doing this thing where he likes to, like, look what I can do, like a child. No, don't do.
Whoa!
He's doing that. He literally jumped up, and you could hear it go.
Bad.
You could hear it crack.
That's
I'm not doing a bit.
Separate problem.
You could hear it crack.
What are you trying to accomplish here?
Being tough.
Okay.
No, that's not tough. No,
you want to play for Mario Cristobal?
Yeah.
But that's not being. That's not.
So my kick
healing.
Out?
Healing has nothing to do with being tough.
I'm proving to you guys that you're whiny babies, and I am a physical specimen that can beat science.
You're not beating science, though. You've been limping for 2 weeks.
I'm winning.
Yeah, when did you get
No, you're not winning.
No, totally.
That's the part you don't.
You're not winning.
Oh,
dude,
I'm winning.
Listen to me. I'm being serious.
Yeah.
That is not an injury you don't want to be extra careful with, because the long-term effects, if you don't let it heal properly and you get like scar tissue or something like that in there, that's serious, dude.
It is serious. You need to get that checked
out. I don't know what to tell you. I've hurt everything on this body.
Never wore a boot, though. You said that.
No, but I was on crutches for 8 weeks.
Yeah, you wore those. By the way, didn't you spend like $80 for those crutches? You gave them a day.
It's just so annoying. You know, I got to carry them everywhere.
Like, no, Marcos, I'm being serious. This is serious.
Yeah.
I sent them the pictures.
Trivial about something that has long-term effects. You have to take weight off of that thing. Otherwise, if it gets all like, if the blood, so for example, when you have that bruise right there, that is from where you've had an injury and the blood is pooling there. Right?
Yep.
If you don't elevate it or take any pressure off of it and that blood stays there, then you start having like circulation problems and stuff like that. That's something serious.
Let's get to
so the whole point of elevating your foot and icing it and taking weight off of it is to allow the blood to flow through there to move that dead blood out of there.
You got so much dead blood.
That's all bruising. That's all that black and blue is that the where the injury is, the blood is pooled right there.
Matthew Tkachuk wouldn't have a problem with how I'm dealing with this.
Which is all right. So what's your level of concern tonight, Leroy? It's game three. Cats down 0-2. Which, by the way, Tabacon, Plantation Walk tonight, Whiskey Stars and Cigars. 6 p.m. is when it gets going. You guys can talk with us, mingle with us, get a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. And it's presented by Ed Morse Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 dealer of the year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Visit them on edmoresawgrass.com. Must be 21 or older to attend. But we will have a giant projection screen there so we can watch a little playoff hockey. Leroy, Cats down 0-2. What is your biggest concern right now with the Panthers? Right now. Bob, Tkachuk, carelessness.
The carelessness on... the rushes that the other teams are getting. Like, I know that in the past, Bob has been on point with that, but I think Bob will play better, but you can't just keep putting him in that situation and saying, Bob, save us. One of the things that has happened in the last couple of years is that the defense in front of Bob has been so much better that he's only had to make a couple of those great saves.
Yep.
But now you're pushing that to 5, 6, 7. You're asking for it. So, like, I just think,
especially with a team with this much firepower.
Right. I'm not worried. After last year's Stanley Cup Finals, I'm not worried about being down 2-0. I'm not. But they need to play better. Like, yeah, they only lost by one or whatever, but it always seemed, these first two games, you know what it seemed like? Like, Toronto was treating them like little kids. Like, every time they get close, they put the arm out and you couldn't touch them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because every time you either took the lead or even the score, they scored real quick after that.
Yeah.
There was never a substantial amount of time where you either had the lead or the game was tied.
And I think, too, you know, you have this idea, like, you just got Ekblad back, so you had to bring him back into the lineup. That, the last time around, looked better the second game. Now, it didn't last long because obviously he got suspended again, but he was huge in that game. Basically had two goals. They took one away for offsides, but he looked much better the second time around when he returned from suspension than the first game. So I think there's going to be a comfort level there for the Cats. Look, it's going to come down to tonight because you go down 0-3, you're probably done. So we're going to see if the Cats have that championship resolve tonight or if the Toronto Maple Leafs have just jumped them that much. But I think with the Panthers, I definitely going to be a lot of eyes on Tkachuk tonight because I don't know whether to look at this and say this is a Tkachuk lull or this is a Tkachuk injury. I don't know because that's kind of how he plays. Like, he'll play Fernando, in these spurts.
Fernando said it, you know, I kind of agree with him too. The Bennett situation seemed like it softened them.
I definitely think that was, because I don't want to excuse me, but I definitely think it was impossible, especially for Sam himself. He right. looked like he played passive. And I think that we underestimate. Listen to, you know, we had Mike Mallon on yesterday, who was fighting on the UFC card. And they're insane people. Like, you know, the most emotional he got, he was a guy who basically had the, you know, personality of this mouse pad. And then we brought up the Leafs. He goes, oh, dude. Like, that is all of Toronto.
Right.
That is all of Toronto. So,
it's how can I put this? You go into somebody else's barn or field or whatever, you kind of anticipate how it's going to be, right? I'm used to it. Then in college, then in NFL, you're used to it. But I think one of the things that people don't understand is if you do something during the course of a game and everybody puts that on you, even if it's not true, and there's nothing you can do about it to change anybody's mind, it weighs on you because then people start thinking you're that guy. I mean, case in point, did you hear Draymond Green after the game?
Yeah, I did.
Right.
He doesn't change, though.
But everybody that knows Draymond Green, right, knows that there's a different person on the court that's off the court. And everybody will say that. Mm-hmm. Everybody will tell you that, right? But once he gets into that environment, it is hard for him to be seen any other way. And I think sometimes that weighs on you. And I think that's maybe what happened to Sam Bennett, that, yeah, he's a physical guy. He plays right on the edge, but he doesn't go out of his way to hurt anybody. And the fact that somebody got hurt, nobody even, they go,
especially
they
your friend, right, well, on him. I think one thing we should note is, it's one thing for it to happen to Brad Marchand, who up until this year, the Panthers despised the guy. Everybody hates Brad Marchand, just from a competitive standpoint. And maybe you did feel like, all right, maybe I did have a handle in my friend getting hurt. It's his friend.
Right.
So maybe that did have a...
It weighs on you. It weighs on you, man. It does.
That being said, Cats at 6, you know. Easily,
dude. You think they're going to win four straight?
Four straight. Don't let us get one. Take a break. Well,
it's not a matter of don't let us. It's we got to get one.
Fair point.
You got to get, and not even anyone. It has to be this one.
By the way, if you guys want to go to a little Marlins action, Barbie Game Day is coming to Lone Depot Park when the Marlins host the Rays on May 16th. We got a chance for you to win right now. Caller number 4. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560. We'll get is it a pair or a four-pack, Marcos? I forget. It is a four-pack. A four-pack of tickets to Marlins Rays on May 16th. And, of course, that's Barbie Game Day, so you get a Barbie Marlins jersey as well. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560. Headlines next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.